All right, we promised it. Travis Stevens, the pride of Clarksville, Tennessee. 20 years ago, Travis Stevens, my friend, as I said, you drained the swamp dry with 226 rushing yards. We certainly welcome you to the show, and it's great to catch back up with you. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. Thanks for having me.
You bet, man. Does it seem like 20 years ago that you were running wild down there in the swamp?
No, man. Y'all got me feeling real old now. 20 years ago, that's, time flies, I'm telling you that. Time does fly, man. It's crazy.
Let's go back to that game, Travis. That was obviously the 9/11 year. They had to push the game back to the end of the season. You guys I don't play on your best football late, and you get down there against a team that Coach Spurrier has said over the years is the best team he ever had that did not win a championship. You guys go in there and win it. Just ran the ball down their throats. When you look back on that game and look back on the Tennessee-Florida series, what sort of do you most remember about that and the way you guys went in and got your business done that night?
Well, just that particular game, of course, that was a different circumstance. Like you just said, it was 9/11, so usually the game is early in the year. And with that being at the end of the year and with us both having a chance to, go to the SEC title game and, compete for a national title as well, I think, the stakes were much higher. We knew the implications at that time. So it was just, I felt like, our focus was much more, much more clear than if it was to be in the beginning of the season. Because in the beginning of the season, you really don't know, where you're at. But at the end of the season, we knew, pretty much what we had at stake. So I think everybody was, ready to compete. And we came out victorious.
We're talking with Travis Stevens, who remains Tennessee's all-time single-season rushing leader in that 2001 season, rushing for more than 1,400 yards. Travis, I think back to all the great running backs Tennessee's had over the years. And not only running backs, but running back rooms. The stable of backs
right. You
guys had when you were there, I still marvel. You, Travis Henry, Jamal Lewis, Sean Bryson. What was it like to be in a running back room like that and be on the practice field with that kind of talent every day?
Right. I mean, we don't see it until, after you look back and see, as our career is over with. But we just seen it as, normal guys, in a meeting room, fellowshipping, learning, and trying to, get better and compete with each other. That's what you're going to do typically with any group of guys, but we just happen to be, that time and that day and time happened to be, quite a special group, and we all had our good, good moments and good, a good time at University of Tennessee. So it was just a special, special group of guys that, like I said, you wouldn't know by just, having the conversation and having, the fellowship amongst each other. But like I said, after you look back in our careers, it was incredible, man. Very incredible.
Each one of you, take out Sean Bryson, but each of the other three hold the all-time rushing mark, the single-season rushing mark, and the freshman rushing mark between the three of you, which is pretty neat as well. Travis, when you look at Tennessee's current stable of backs, is there one that kind of impresses you and one that you kind of gravitate towards that you like his game more than the rest?
Not really. I say Young. Young fella, you didn't put me on the spot, but number two, he runs. They're pretty physical runners. I'm like a physical type runner guy. Type of back, but the system is much different. I just wish they, I know it's more of a running gun system right now, passing off, but it's, it's much different than what we played because it was more our formation, off tackle and, zone running. So it was a lot different. So you really don't get to see a runner's talent the way we ran back then compared to what they're doing now. So it's just, it's hard. It's very hard to, judge some of these runners right now nowadays. So it's difficult.
Tennessee has come up short in this series so many times. Over the last 20 years since you won at Florida. Last time they won at Florida was 2003. They've only won a couple of times since then, being 2004 and then 2016. But there's been several moments right. Where Tennessee's been the better team and just found ways to lose. What is it about this game do you that you feel like makes this a hard game for Tennessee?
The thing is, like, I don't know, in some of those, I mean, I've watched, of course, throughout the whole year, that, you know, I always watch the Tennessee Florida game. And the thing is with Florida, you have to, and just with any game, you have to keep the pressure on, especially Florida, because that's a team that always is always in the game, no matter how far they're down. And then when you just, you know, you make a couple of big plays and you might get up, you know, a couple of scores, I think you tend to get relaxed and let them back in the game. And so you have to play the game like it's like, say, 0-0 the whole game, you know. Because you know, knowing this is Florida, they're always going to be in the game and has a chance to come back on you, you know, possibly win the game. So I think that's, you know, been our problem throughout history is not being able to keep the lead and stay focused in the game and wait till the game is actually over. So that's pretty much it.
Well, Travis, this is Chris again. I was talking to you the other day, and you were actually working out. So I know you kept yourself in great shape, but the Vols needs 15, 16, 17 carries. You got it in this Saturday?
Do I got it? Oh, man. I got on a Madden football game or something, on a college football game, like on a video game. Yeah, but other than that, no. Like 20 years is like, I don't know, 102 dog years or something. I don't know. I don't feel that young and fresh.
You know, we had a chance to visit at the 20-year reunion from the national championship team, and a lot of guys were there. Right. Travis Henry was there. You were there. I mean, do you have a chance to keep in touch with a lot of the guys you played with at Tennessee?
Yeah, of course. You know, and it makes it much easier with social media nowadays. You know, we didn't have social media coming out of, you know, well, in high school and college and all that stuff. So, you know, even if I wouldn't, you know, personally talk to them, I kind of keep up with them through, you know, social media as well. So, yeah, quite a few guys, definitely. You know, we all got our own families doing our own things. But even though if we don't talk or call each other, we still have, you know, ways to see how they're doing.
I know you still keep up with college football. I know you watch it a good bit. I know you're a big fantasy football player too, because we talked about that this week in the NFL.
Oh yeah.
Have you watched the first 3 weeks of college football? I don't know how much you watched that Florida Alabama game yesterday.
Yeah.
What jumps out at you? I mean, it looks like maybe Alabama was so far ahead seemingly of everybody else the last couple of years, but you watch the first 3 weeks, and I see a little bit more balance in college football. A lot of teams that maybe, depending on how healthy they stay and how things shake out, looks like there's several teams that could be in the mix this year. What's sort of your take 3 weeks in?
Yeah, I was actually looking at it with surprise. I think it's a surprise for me. I just looked at the team. LSU had lost to UCLA earlier in the season, and UCLA looked real good in that first game. I didn't get a chance to watch the other games, but I'm pretty much watching the SEC. I was watching Ole Miss. They looked it pretty good, looked solid. And, of course, Georgia. I'm impressed with Georgia. But just, yeah, you're right. The balance of college football is becoming more so where it's competitive, where you're just not just going to walk away. You know what I'm saying? With most of the teams is up there top. So, and like I said, Florida, I actually thought Florida had a good chance of beating Alabama, you know, before the game. So, but because, you know, it's hard. It is hard to win down in Florida with that crowd. You know, they got really a 12th man down there with the crowd. So, it's just they didn't have a chance to convert on that two-point conversion. I believe if they would have did that, they would have had a good chance of winning that ball game. But I don't see Alabama just pulling away with the title, without, you know, a bunch of competition and a bunch of guys, you know, challenging them.
It's Austin again. Travis, we're going to take you back to that 2001 game for a minute. You just kind of kept making big play after big play. They couldn't tackle you. They were bouncing off of you. It was big run after big run. Has there ever been a game besides that one where you just kind of just was like, feed me, like, you know, I'm unstoppable, like just had that kind of confidence going? I mean, was it maybe high school?
No, I mean, like I said, the games like that, you have to, you know, you have those games where you're in the zone, and that was one of those games I was in the zone. It was, you know, of course, the game plan was in there for us. And, you know, the coaches and the other players, the offensive line, everybody. It wasn't just me, of course. You know, I had a big game, but really everybody had a good game, and they were in tune in the game. And, like, the focus is, which was 100% for me, and I think for all the other players, because, like I said, what was at stake, and not only that, the disrespect of us being, you know, a 20-point underdog or so. So, with us being, you know, one of the top teams in the nation as well at that time. So, games like that, you know, so you don't have, you know, every game is not going to be the same, but that was a game that, you know, I believe the focus is what made the, you know, the difference in, you know, us, you know, getting a victory over Florida.
Well, Travis, you mentioned that you, and I think you're right, I think you guys were like a 19 or 20 point underdog going into that game, and yet you were ranked in the top five in the country. I think Tennessee,
right.
I looked just a minute ago, ironically enough, Tennessee a 21 point underdog this Saturday against Florida. As you look at this game and break it down, I know you've watched Tennessee.
So you're telling me there's a chance, Lo.
Well, that's right. 20 years ago, right? Sometimes magic strikes, yeah. O'Trav. But as you look at this game and the way it breaks down, what's Tennessee got to do, do you think, to be in this game in the fourth quarter and have a chance to win?
Yeah, keep the outside distractions away as well. You know, you find, of course, you're going to find something to motivate you. Of course, we had at that time to keep us motivated. But in the meeting rooms, you have to go with the game plan, the best game plan you have that the coaches have given you. You have to execute it, you know, because, you know, a lot of times that's, I would say, about 90% of the time is really the game plan and the focus to get you a victory. So I feel like the guys have to match the intensity of the other, you know, the other team, of course, Florida. And like I said, keep the pressure on, like I said, and stay focused in the game because, like I said, if you let history, if you think about history, we're going to lose all the time. You know what I'm saying? If you think about, you know, what happened in the past, because this team is different than every other team, you know. Each year a team is different than every other team that's played in this game. So you got to, you know, take it one game at a time and feel like this is just a new game you're going into. Don't. You know, don't let all the outside distractions, you know, get a part of you, because that's what I've seen in the past that has happened. We already beat before we, you know, gotten into the on the field, because history tells us that we're going to lose. So you just can't do that.
Yeah, well, I mean, and I think you're right. Austin mentioned this earlier in the conversation. There were a bunch of years where I felt like Tennessee was just as good, if not better, than Florida. And Florida figured out right. A way to win the game. But, man, it's great catching up with you. And, as I said, hard to believe it's been 20 years ago. I was covering that game for the Tennessee, and one of the more memorable performances by a running back that I've ever seen. Just if you had been a basketball player that night, Travis, I bet the rim would have looked like the Pacific Ocean, man, because you were hitting every one of them.
Right.
But it's well, it's great to catch up with you, my friend. And we'll try to do this down the road sometime, okay?
Oh, anytime.
All right, Travis. All right, buddy. Travis Stevens joining us tonight on The Nation. And as I said, 20 years ago, 226 rushing yards as the Vols take down the Gators 34-32.
And brought an end to the career in Gainesville for Steve Spurrier.
Steve Spurrier's last game in the Swamp. And he has said, he's told me many times, that is the best football team he ever had at Florida that did not win a championship of some sort. All right, let's go ahead and take a break right now here on The Nation. He's Austin Price. I'm Chris Lowe. We're at the Texas Roadhouse in Turkey Creek. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.